This is Fresh Air. Rock critic Ken Tucker has spent the year reviewing pop, hip-hop, rock, and country music for Fresh Air. He says this year has been a fruitful one, particularly for female artists, with more good music than he could hope to narrow down to a top 10 list. But he's managed to do it. Here's his review of the year in music.
Don't mess with me, don't hurt my babies, I'll come for you, you'll find you've bitten off more than you can chew.
You are the... That's Tracy Thorn singing about various roles women assume, daughter, sister, mother, and how they establish their own identities, frequently at some emotional cost. It's from my favorite album of the year, Record, 9 strong songs, or what Thorne calls them, 9 feminist bangers. Over the past year, women overwhelmingly dominated the music I was most struck by and took the greatest pleasure in listening to repeatedly. The range of female artists was remarkable, extending from the singer-songwriter brooding of Courtney Barnett's album Tell Me How You Really Feel, to hip-hop vocalist Cardi B's debut collection, Invasion of Privacy.
Now I like dollars, I like diamonds, I like stunning, I like shining, I like million-dollar deals, where's my pen, bitch, I'm signing. I like those Balenciagas, the ones that look like socks. I like going to the Tula, I put rocks all in my watch. I like texts from my exes when they want a second chance. I like proving wrong, I do what they say I can. They call me Cardi, Cardi, banging body, spicy mommy, hot tamale, hotter than a Somali, bird, go, fuck.
Sometimes it took me a while for an album to grab me. I'll give you a good example. When Kacey Musgraves' album Golden Hour was first released in March, I listened to it all the way through and thought, solid effort there, quite nice. But as the weeks and months went on, I found myself coming back to it more and more as the layers of sound and meaning revealed themselves to me. Now it strikes me as containing some of the best music in any genre this year. Musgraves' work is rooted in country music, but her expansive album explores all sorts of sounds, including the soaring pop of Oh What a World.
Northern lights in our skies, plants that grow in, open your mind, things that swim with a neon glow.
My top 10 albums are, in order, Tracy Thorne's Record, Kacey Musgraves' Golden Hour, Kendrick Lamar's soundtrack album to the movie Black Panther, Amy Rigby's The Old Guys, Cardi B's Invasion of Privacy, Pistol Annie's Interstate Gospel, Janelle Monáe's Dirty Computer, John Prine's The Tree of Forgiveness, Courtney Barnett's Tell Me How You Really Feel, and, at number 10, not a piece of music but a book, Robert Christgau's Is It Still Good to You? The best of 50 years of some of the most incisive, witty pop music reviews ever committed to print.
As you step out onto that Nobel stage, spare a thought for the man who labors on the page.
That's Amy Rigby. Now, I could also have made a list of my top 10 singles, individual songs, that would have barely overlapped with my album list. I'm talking about great songs like Pusha T's If You Know You Know, Drake's Nice For What, and City Girls' I'll Take Your Man, all of them terrific tunes. In fact, it's in the singles format that most of my favorite hip-hop and R&B music of the year is located. Let's listen to one of them, Ella Mai's gorgeous callback to 90s rhythm and blues on Booed Up. Even as I was compiling this list, more music was being released that I fretted over. Would I have included Earl Sweatshirt's new album, Some Rap Songs, if I'd had another couple of weeks to live with it? Or the just-released Van Morrison album, The Prophet Speaks? These are the kinds of dilemmas I'm grateful to have. There's more good music out there than anyone can possibly listen to. Happy holidays to you.
Ken Tucker is Fresh Air's rock critic. His top 10 list, along with our other critics' movie, TV, and book top 10 lists, are all collected on one page, which you'll find at npr.org/freshaircritics. If you're still searching for holiday gift ideas or looking for things to read, watch, or listen to over the holidays, check out these lists at npr.org/freshaircritics. And speaking of top 10 lists, our TV critic David Bianculli and our film critic Justin Chang will be my guests tomorrow to talk about what they've chosen as the best of the year. I hope you'll join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer today is Adam Staniszewski. Our associate producer for digital media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross. I'm not the kind of girl you take on to.